Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. An interesting week, another good week. It's been a strong start to the year this year, Faisal, and it's going to raise questions for people. I suspect people are going to start chasing return. And there's nothing wrong with that unless you're doing it in the absence of the full picture.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about, I think we should talk about that, what that full picture actually means. What information do you need to know if to determine if you're actually getting the results you want?
Let's segment into two different points in time of an investor's life. There is the high growth phase, usually early on in your investing career, your first 25 years approximately of investing. You're looking to grow your assets at a certain level. As you get closer and closer to that retirement date, and let's use 5 years, 10 years away from retirement, you start to realize that, oh no, I'm going to be dependent on my savings to reach my cash flow needs when I retire, because I'm no longer have a business. I don't have a job. I don't have that kind of cash flow coming in. But people don't change the way they invest.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
When they go through that transition. And here's what I think is happening right now. Let's go back over the past 18 to 20 months, been good markets.
Yeah.
Right. Even if you go back the last 10 years, really good markets, especially in the US.
Yep.
They've done very well. And so when you start using your savings, your investments to live off of, you have to put in another layer. And people just say, I'm older now, I can't take on risk. That's a normal common comment that we hear.
Correct.
Right? They base it on their age, not based on probabilities of success.
Yeah. Or what their goals, objectives, and all of those things are.
And so there is something I'd like to share with everybody I think is the most important part when it comes to your portfolio. You start with risk first. And then you go to return.
But our entire industry just presents return.
Correct. And I'm saying that is great when you've got long-term growth. When you're going through retirement, risk is number one priority. Then the return should follow that. And here's the reason why. The greater the volatility in your portfolio, the lower the probability to actually have your money last throughout your life.
Right. Now we know that. And that almost sounds an obvious statement when you say that.
I don't think it's that obvious though, Dave.
Well, I don't think it is either for a number of reasons, not the least of which is, and let's challenge everybody that's listening or watching right now. You said risk. How many people know the risk in their portfolio? How many people know what risk actually means from a portfolio management perspective?
Yeah.
How many people have been informed or asked that question?
Correct.
So if you're listening or watching, ask yourself the question, do you know how risk is defined and what the risk in your portfolio is? And if you don't, perhaps you've only got half of the equation.
Here's one part that you can ask very clearly to understand risk or volatility. It's called standard deviation. Mm-hmm. That's a metric that we use to determine what's the volatility that's going to happen in a said portfolio, a fund, a stock, an index, whatever you're investing in. Okay. Now, when you're going through this, here's what happens behind the scenes in the industry. Meaning the financial plans. If you're one of the small minority of Canadians who have a written financial plan,
right,
or you're putting this on the back of a napkin, let's say you need $50,000 a year from your $1 million of savings, that means you need a 5% rate of return. So what they'll do is they'll look at the investment world and they'll say, hey, look at this exchange traded fund, this index, this mutual fund, this portfolio, this manager. They've done better than 5% rate of return on an annualized basis over the last 10 years. Right. I like that. Let's buy that. Like they're picking extra fries on the side of their salad.
Right.
Right. I just want a little bit of extra fun on the side of my salad.
Right.
Right. I don't know who buys fries on the side of the salad, but it sounded fries good when I
salad,
said it.
Please. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Common order.
Isn't it now? Maybe it's common just for me. I actually put, yeah, anyway, the point is, is that when you start looking at this situation, you need to ask yourself, what's the difference between annualized rate of return, said money manager, said portfolio, said index earned 6%, I need 5%, but that 6% is annualized, meaning the total return over the 10 years, basically averaged out over that 10-year period, right, is what the annualized rate of return. But what's the annual rate of return? When you did that simple calculation of $1 million, I need $50,000, so 5%, you need 5% every single year.
After tax.
That becomes a bigger challenge.
Correct.
Because you're not going to get 5% every single year. In fact, guaranteed investments in Canada are now below 5%.
Right.
So you're taking on risk. You're not going to get 5% every single year.
So what does that mean? So what?
So the wider the diversion away from that 5%,
yeah,
the higher the probability of making more money, but also the higher the probability you're going to start to encroach on your capital faster when you're below that number of 5%.
Okay, so I average 5% over 10 years, but 1 year it's negative 10.
Correct. So your $1 million went down to $900,000 and you pull $50,000 right from that, you're down to $850,000. You don't need 5% on $850,000. You need a substantially higher rate of return the following year, right, just to get your $50,000 and go back to break even.
Okay.
At some point, at some mathematical rate of return, if it gets too low,
yep,
you will never be able to recover mathematically.
Correct. Or you have to drop the amount of money that your portfolio is giving you, right?
And most Canadians will have to change their lifestyle. They won't take $50,000, they'll take $40,000 as an example. That's a huge change in your lifestyle.
Right.
Because of one reason, you didn't calculate the risk, the volatility, the standard deviation in your portfolio because you were chasing the return without putting risk as the first part. If you can average that rate of return with the lower diversion from that rate of return you need, the probability of you encroaching on your capital diminishes year over year over year.
The goal is to have your money last a lifetime to support the lifestyle that you want, right? That's the goal.
Correct. You want to be within that range. And this is going to be the nemesis or the catastrophic issue for many Canadians as they go through retirement because they're not informed, nor are they educated from their financial professional about this problem specifically.
Right.
They will chase returns, especially in good years.
Yeah.
When they say, I could have done better, I'm going to go to that money manager, but what's their measurement of volatility may not match what you're looking for.
Right.
Welcome to the biggest problem in retirement from a financial planning and portfolio perspective.
Yeah, I agree. And listen, you made a comment earlier. I would even people that are young and whatnot, ask the question about risk first. The real question that people should be asking is, what level of risk can I take? And what level of return should I expect for that?
But Dave, here's the problem with that. When people are asked, how much risk are you willing to take? Depending on how you feel that moment that question.
That's right.
If the markets are up 20%, I can take on a lot more risk.
Well, you feel you can.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, it's the FOMO.
When the markets are down 20%, all of a sudden I have a different view of what risk is.
Correct.
I only have a tolerance for risk when everything's going up.
Correct.
And that's the problem.
That's the problem.
What happens behind the scenes, most Canadians have no clue. When you calculate an average rate of return and you have diversion from it, plus or minus, the bigger the minus, the harder it's going to be able to meet those goals. So we have to run those scenarios over every market condition since the beginning of the markets, let's call it World War II, just to make sure you understand your probability of success.
We're going to show people how to do this at our upcoming seminar. If this resonates, join us at our upcoming seminar.
On Tuesday, June 18th in Lethbridge, on July 16th in Calgary. We're going to walk you through it. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, thanks for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary.
David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Carmelli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc. a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.